from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
My friends. Donnie Football back at the controls here. T-Bird, by the way, they have a great spread here. You can come out and see us and hang out and chat a little sports during the breaks with me. You can get, like, the extra. It's like the director's cut version. T-Bird's here. They have burgers, dogs, chips out here, cookies. It's easy to see, Donnie, why T-Bird won the hot dog eating contest, because the man has just been devouring all food put in front of him. He has been going out, like, foraging like a forest creature, Donnie. We should have known that this guy was going to be a complete problem from the start of that thing.
Real sneaky eater, that guy.
He just, like, he wandered off at one point in the first segment, and everything was connected and everything was good, so I wasn't worried. But he just sauntered out there thinking, where did T-Bird go here? Is he out, like, taking promo pictures or something like that? No. T-Bird was just hanging out at the grill outside, just getting ready to do his thing. Sneaky is right. He just kind of saunters off. Nobody thinks anything of it. He's got a very bad hat tan because he went down to North Carolina. He's got a goofy tan mark on his forehead.
So goofy.
And he's just eating everything. Thank you, T-Bird. T-Bird just wanted to get in there and talk about his own eating habits for a second. Bill Barnwell's a smart guy. Bill Barnwell is one of, I think, the better football writers out there, period, in the country. I think that that's like a full stop opinion. He is maybe not for everybody. Very analytical guy. He'll dive into the stats. But one of the things I like about Bill Barnwell over at ESPN is I don't think he gets too sauce. When he's doing some of these deep dives based on numbers, I think, Donnie, with a lot of the people who do that stuff now, they can miss the forest for the trees. You're so consumed by looking at, you know, pass rush win rate and things like that. And I'm citing PFF here maybe a little bit, but there are people who are so consumed by that that the analysis sort of stops and ends there. Hey, if the number tells me this, well, this has to happen. Bill is, I think, very good because, in part, he'll do the deep number-crunching dive, but then he acknowledges the inherent kind of randomness and strangeness of the sport. He did a piece today that's out there, but you got to be an ESPN Plus subscriber, which I am, to read it. He predicts 5 teams that are primed for regressions this year. Guess who was first on his list, Donald?
The Pittsburgh Steelers.
And you are correct. The funny thing about Barnwell writing about them is he almost starts it like it's kind of an inside joke that he's put them on this list, I think, 2 years in a row, and each time they have somehow managed to drag themselves beyond his expectations. I think they were the only team, he said, that he got wrong last year when he did this. He predicted a regression. They somehow outperformed expectations. But I'll tell you what, man, he makes a pretty compelling case. And we've all been sort of having the same argument on different terms here about what this team can and can't be. And I think most people, where would you say most people, Donnie, end up when you talk to them? Like you just have somebody approach you You were at a high school football thing today. You have people approach you out and about. What is the record they tend to offer when they're asking you your opinion, but they want to make sure they get theirs out there?
9-8.
Okay, and you maybe get, what, 10-7. You get a couple Pollyannas that are like 11-6, 12-5. But most people are hovering around 500,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and you get your occasional, oh, I think this is the year, and they'll say 8-9 or something, maybe 7-10.
Yeah, the other end of that coin. Right, the other end of the Mike Tomlin spectrum, where this is finally the year where that excuse or whatever, or that little talking point disappears. Okay, so we're basically hearing from the same people. That's good. Bill points out, though, I think a bunch of compelling reasons why if you're taking stock of this year's team, even if you're like me and you think that this team has at least started to more thoughtfully go about how it's constructing itself at the general manager level, like I think that they have a better grasp of positional value, although they are testing my patience with the way they're handling Broderick Jones, among other things. Even if you feel good about that, there are still holes on this roster, and Barnwell picks them apart like by the numbers pretty well. 9-2 in close games last year. Most teams backslide after that and lose about 3 wins. So you take 3 wins away from the Steelers last year, they're a 7-10 team. In the last 3 seasons, when the game is decided, Donnie, by 7 points or less for Tomlin, they are 29-10-1. That is basically winning 75% of your games like that. You think about that with compared to the first 13 years he was on the job. Barnwell has all this. They were obviously better at quarterback because they had Roethlisberger. What do you think their record was in one score, 7 point or less games, in his first 13 years? Winning, give me a winning percentage. If I said it was 74% of the games they've won in the last 3 years, what percentage of those 7 point or less games do you think they won in his first 13 years?
I'll go like 45.
55. 545. 61-50-1. So basically, they were winning games last year that they had no business winning, and you figure if you're going to win close games, it's going to be because you have the advantage at quarterback, except they didn't. They were getting outgained. You remember that last year, right? They got outgained in their first 9 games and went 6-3, which basically just never happens that a team actually wins. They are 20. Here is basically the crux of this for Barnwell, because he even admits at the end that Steelers fans have probably been reading him predict their demise and eventual regression into being a pretty bad football team for years, and they just continue to see it not happen, at least in terms of record. I think you and I and probably Pony would agree, and a lot of people would probably call in and grouse and say that they're a much worse team than their record indicates for the most part. They're basically one thing. There is one defining trait or characteristic for this franchise. When they win the turnover battle, they win almost every game. They're 28-7 over the last 3 years. What do you think their record is when they do not win the turnover battle, when they lose it? So I guess this would eliminate the pushing of a turnover battle where it's 2-2 or 1-1. When they lose the turnover battle last 3 seasons, what do you think their record is?
Do you know how many games that
16,
is?
Where are my manners here? 16 games. So 28-7 in the 35 games they've won it. 16 times they've lost the turnover battle.
4-12.
0-15-1.
Oh.
They have not, when they have a negative turnover differential in a game, they have not won a game in the last 3 seasons. Does that not shake you up when you're actually trying to predict this team for this year? Because I understand that, like, they you know, probably think, like, hey, forcing turnovers is part of what we do. That's the TJ Watt experience in a nutshell. When you see 2 stats written that way, though, it basically says just look for one thing in this game. The only way that the game becomes something of a coin flip is if the turnover battle's dead even. And then it really isn't a coin flip. It's leaning negative because they usually have worse underlying numbers than most opponents. Here was another thing he had. They saw, now granted, they went 4-3 in these games. They saw Browning twice, DTR, Levis, Minshew, Zappi, and Huntley last year. So that's 7 games where you're not seeing the guy you're probably supposed to be seeing at quarterback, or in theory, the lesser talented or the lesser proven guy. They only go 4-3. They're not going to probably have that kind of luck again this year, right? Like, we're not assuming that they're going to see Jake Browning or that they're going to see not Lamar Jackson at least once in the season.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost impossible to get as lucky as they did when it came to quarterback health. I mean, I don't remember a time like we had last season. I don't remember a time in my lifetime when the amount of premier starting quarterbacks, let alone starting quarterbacks in general, like top names in the league, all missed time of some substance. Like not just season enders, but like
chunks,
your four to sixes. Yeah, 4 to 6 weeks. We saw so many around the league do that last season, especially in the AFC.
They have one of the hardest schedules in the league. It's the third toughest slate by ESPN's Football Power Index that they use, the FPI. And we know that down the stretch, it's basically as brutal as it gets. I don't know, man. I've been saying 9-8 and 10-7 because it just almost is like too you don't even want to like go against it because it always ends up happening. He lays out a pretty compelling case why they're going to finally fall flat on their face this year. You get any kind of level of – you have any kind of stumbling out of the blocks because your offensive line maybe is unsettled. You don't go into that last 7 or 8 game stretch with a significant winning record. And then you think about the way that they've essentially been constructed each of the last 3 years, like this hyper-flawed, very narrow margin for error team. It becomes easier, I think. I don't know about for you, but it becomes a lot easier for me to believe that what Barnwell's saying is true here, and I might have to readjust the expectations down for a little more doom and a little more gloom.
It's hard for me because we've had this conversation so many times. It has been hard for me to think, well, how could they be worse than last season, given what the offense looked like, given what the quarterback play was like, given what the coaching was from the offensive side of the ball. But, like, I think people –
they don't have to be worse than last season, though. They could be better than last season and actually look worse. Like, that's what people said about the 05 Steelers. They won't go 15-1, but they'll probably be a better team because the quarterback should be better.
Right. Like, that's where I was getting, like, we'll also forget – and, I mean, I include myself in this – where – you don't consider, well, how many quarterbacks went down? How lucky did they get over the course of last season? I do think that they will be truly a better team than what they were in 2023. But when it comes to that final stretch of the season, that final week or two, I don't know if everything will go their way the way that it did last year.
412-928-9370 is the phone number. That's also the fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Bill Barnwell lays out the case why he thinks these Steelers are finally, after like 3 years of outrunning expectations, outrunning underlying numbers, why he thinks this team finally is going to be due for a regression this year. Do you buy that argument? Do you think that he's right? Are you worried that this Steelers season is going to be too much to overcome for a team that frankly just doesn't have enough at quarterback to stick up with the big guns in the AFC? Are the Steelers finally going to regress? Is this all going to catch up to them? Or can they continue to beat the expectations, even to a mild degree?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.